Darren McIlwain, you've the cup with you. A nice way to finish the season.
Oh, definitely. I was crushed. It was
outstanding game.
They lost three finals in 2 years. Would have been tough, and finishing second in the league. So boys worked really hard all year round. When you still have the numbers out, you see us down there yourself, and it's fantastic. And for everybody in the club, it's just brilliant to know they have something ready for the end of season night.
Not much between them in the first half, and then you had that little purple patch in the second half with two goals in quick succession.
Yeah, Glengad's an excellent side. We knew that. They play a lot of football, but they were playing a lot in front of us, which we were happy at. I don't think they really had any clear-cut chances, and we've seen what they had in the first half, and we knew if there was another gear in us, so once we upped it, I think once we got the second goal, it was just a matter of seeing the game out, so it was brilliant.
And some quality goals.
Yeah, listen, Stevie scored a brilliant third. I almost give him a hard time for a striker who doesn't score enough. But no, the two McVeighs have been brilliant. Brian's been brilliant all year, and Paul is so much talent that sometimes he can be frustrating at it. But it was a bullet of a header, and we're delighted. It was a difficult week for the club, as you know. Busty Blake's passed away, and a lot of us younger boys wouldn't really know Busty, but we know that he's Liam, our goalkeeping coach, Tony's father. He was Liam, our club president's brother, and he was a very good friend to a lot of the people in the club. So we talked about it before the game, and we said, listen, we would like to maybe give him something to smile about this week and have something to celebrate at the end of season night. So listen, it's only a small thing, but at least tonight we can share a few drinks and we can hear a few stories. So for that reason, I'm happy as well.